Rabbi Goldman Asanisif, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Benji. Nice to be with you.
Thank you.
So I see you guys have had all sorts of celebrations, all sorts of things going on for the 75 years, for the not 75 years. Talk to us about what's been going on at the shul.
Well, we call it 75 years young.
Right.
And we are vital and vibrant. And we called it, we had an evening the other night. We called it History and Destiny, celebrating the past as we shape the future. And that really sort of sums up the approach. Yes, there's a lot that's happened in 75 years. When we look back, and we should look back, not just have a fun nostalgia trip, which we did have, but to give honor and to acknowledge all those the founding fathers and mothers, the patriarchs and the matriarchs who made it all happen, who laid the groundwork. But very clearly we are very much in the present and planning for the future, and certainly not nowhere near retirement. And to me it's always been a source of unbelievable inspiration. I never cease to marvel that in 1943, when the Jews in Europe were being decimated in their millions, here in the bottom tip of Africa, a new congregation is being formed. And men and women who Stanley calls visionaries laid the groundwork for a new community in Sydenham Highlands North, because there was emigration going on then too, you know? Except the emigration was from Yeovil to Sydenham Highlands North.
And Stan, as the rabbi says, you haven't just looked back this week, and looking back you did do quite spectacularly, but you've also been looking forward. The shul just got a new Torah this week with two huge celebrations.
Benji, firstly, I'd like to thank you for inviting us here to Chai. The reason is that it's very nice and quiet here, because after this tumultuous week that we've had, where we started on last Sunday and we went right through until Wednesday evening, it is so nice to be here where there's sanity and peace of mind, and we can look at everybody and just...
What do you mean sanity? This is the morning mayhem.
Yeah, there's no sanity on this show. You've come to the wrong place.
Well, Zanati hasn't chirped yet, so it's still quite good out here. So anyway, this has just been the most amazing week. We have an amazing team of people. We have the A team of people that's at the Sydenham Shul. We have really young youth, youngish and old, still old, mature council. We start off with the Torah, Hachnosa Torah on Sunday, which was unbelievable. We had a street parade where Rabbi can really comment. I've just never seen anything like that in my life. I've been to a few, and the feedback was just unbelievable. We dedicated a new Sifrei Torah for a family, the Herring family. And it was a pumping day, culminating in welcoming the Torah into the shul, where and thereafter we had a suda, which was just, you know, indescribable. That was the first thing. On the Monday night, we had Ashley Blake here from the UK. We brought him out specifically.
We've been playing him like every day on Chai FM, to much applause.
And so he was outstanding. We had him at Empress Palace. And then the week culminated for us when we had on Wednesday night our 75th anniversary, a cocktail anniversary, at the shul on our own facilities. Now, normally people have got to move off. We really made this happen at the shul, where we started off in our outside in our garden, and we came into the hall where we had 400 people who just were unbelievable. You know, I said there that night that the most amazing thing about that evening was we had 400 people that wanted to be there. And that just created such a vibe. And Rabbi, I think you can comment more on it than I can.
It really was very, very special. You know, it's I go to a lot of functions, and it's very rare to see something that just clicks and runs so smoothly without a hitch, without a glitch, without even the tiniest of hiccups. Chief Rabbi opened the evening very kindly, very gracious, and we put together an amazing video of. In 8 minutes, we managed to go through 75 years. It was not easy. And Stan's wife, Ingrid, was working like a Trojan, finding material in the archives and photographs and history and whatnot. And the end result was amazing. So, we had a great time. I think in the beginning, I thought three major events in 1 week. Each one takes months to organize. And we did it all in 1 week. I thought, are we crazy? Did we bite off more than we could chew? Sometimes I thought that we may have, but in the end it all worked out. It was fantastic. It was really like a wedding and a Sheva Brachas, you know.
And what's really great, I think, is you guys are not just stopping there. I think one of the hallmarks of the shul in the last few years has been outreach to the youth, attracting new members. There's a shtibul on site as well, the spiritual, as it's called by the congregants. And next week, is it next week? They're having the mayor of Johannesburg coming to talk to the youth as well.
Yeah, indeed. Benji, I tell you what I think is that the Sydney shul is just now warming up. That's where we are. We have young people, we have dynamic people, we have Rabbi Stern, who's unbelievable. We have Herman Ashaba, as you say, coming next week to the youth. It's only for I think ages up to 39, so I'm precluded, and I think Rabbi, maybe you just probably as well,
just slightly over,
just slightly over. But we feel inside, we feel very young.
Don't tell.
So Herman's coming out. It'll be the second time. The first time he was here before he became the mayor, and he's really going to. I think he's going to just bring the house down, and he's done so much for this Johannesburg, and we're all very impressed, and it's going to be wonderful having him there with us.
I'm very proud of myself because the last time he came, he was running for election.
Right.
And when I introduced him, I said, I'm introducing the next mayor of Johannesburg. I wasn't 100% confident at the time, to be honest.
Yeah, well, that's part of our vision, Rabbi.
So I guess I'm more of a prophet than I know. You know?
A blessing. I mean, we have had a lot of different politicians who come to speak at the shul, and even other people who I suppose you wouldn't traditionally think of. I can remember other radio personalities at one point which caused a bit of chaos. It's certainly got to sometimes push the envelope when it comes to these sorts of things.
Yeah, I guess maybe you should invite Benji Shulman Stan for our next radio personality. What do you think?
I don't think I'm quite as good as Gareth Cliff, but you never know.
How about Jeremy Mansfield? We had him too, and Derek Watts.
So there we go. Guys, thank you so much for coming. Mazel Tov on the 75 years, and I think a very well-deserved Shabbos coming up.
So we're looking forward to Shabbos, a day of rest, really. And I just want to thank Stanley and Ingrid. They honored Rochel and I for 30 years at the shul, and Rabbi Stern and Esti for 10 years, and Chazan Yudi Cohen and Dina for their bar mitzvah year. And there was a surprise at the very end on Wednesday night, and that two of our council members asked for a few minutes, and they made a thank you and presentation to the men on my left there, to Stanley and Ingrid, for their decades of dedication to the shul, way, way above and beyond the call of duty, and gave him a beautiful framed picture of the shul inside, taken by a drone.
Well, if that doesn't sum up history and the future together, I don't know what does. Mazel Tov, Stan. Yes, you want to say something?
I just want to end off from my point of view, and I'd like to just thank Chai FM and Kathy in particular. Building up to this week, and to Ashley Blaker, Chai FM just once again came to the fore and helped us and just do an amazing job. And I thank you all for your commitment to this amazing radio station.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you, Stan, for your support. Mazel Tov again. Shabbat Shalom. Rabbi, I'm looking forward to the Joshua already.